Hello, and welcome to Ripples of Humanity. I'm Rachel Thompson, and I've started this podcast to share interesting stories along my travels of people and things I've discovered that are creating positive ripples throughout humanity. This episode today, I'm going to do a solo episode to talk about the platform of Workaway Volunteering. So Workaway Volunteering is an online platform which connects travellers and hosts in different countries who are offering some kind of volunteering project or experience which a traveller can contribute to in exchange, usually for food and accommodation. The standard arrangement is usually around 4 to 5 hours of work provided 4 to 5 days a week in exchange for the food and accommodation. The mission of Workaway is pretty simple, that they want to do things differently and build a sharing community of global travellers who genuinely want to see the world whilst contributing and giving back to the places they visit. I discovered Workaway has been going for 22 years, and it started in 2002 when the founder David was travelling and he wanted to extend his stay in Hawaii, and he suggested to the owners of the accommodation he was staying in that he could volunteer in exchange for the accommodation and food. And because he loved travelling so much, this way he could extend his trips, get a greater understanding of culture and integration in a way that just wasn't possible as a regular tourist. And because of this experience, it planted the seed in him so that for the future he would start the Workaway platform. I loved reading that he started creating the platform so boldly by reading the book Beginning Programming for Dummies, and then persevered over a number of years and patiently allowed the site to start to grow organically with more hosts and travellers gradually signing up. I love that it's grown so organically that advertising for the site was never actually needed. And I can totally understand how this happened given the nature of travelling and the value of word of mouth recommendations. That's actually how I found out about Workaway. I was at a hostel in Ecuador chatting with other travellers who were sharing their Workaway experiences. So I love how concepts like this can spread, like ripples, through a global travel community. So as I mentioned, I was introduced to Workaway while I was travelling. It was 2014 when I was backpacking solo around South America. And I loved the idea of volunteering while I was travelling. And I'd already volunteered a couple of times, just informally in some countries. And when I heard about Workaway as a platform, it was like my dreams came true and that I could just be on this one site and have lots of different opportunities to explore. To start up, it's pretty simple. You set up a profile, pay a small membership fee, and then you can message hosts to see if they have availability for the volunteer work you're interested in. Your profile gets verified and it tells a little bit about yourself, and you can see reviews about the hosts from previous Workaways who have volunteered there, which is really helpful. The hosts have a lot of detail in their profiles, sharing what they're offering and what kind of support they're seeking, exchange arrangements and commitment needed from the volunteers. And the range of opportunities is actually so huge. There's over 50,000 opportunities covered in over 170 different countries now. And these opportunities range from helping someone to start up a permaculture farm, to volunteering with sustainable community projects, to helping at a guest house. There are animal shelters, pet sitting, language teaching, and helping with outdoor adventure camp opportunities, and it just goes on and on. My very first experience as a Workawayer was in 2014 in Colombia, where I found a place to volunteer, which was an eco-yoga village, which was run by a Hare Krishna community. And so my volunteering work there was in the organic fruit and vegetable and medicinal herb garden for, I think it was about 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. And in exchange for this, I had accommodation, food, daily yoga, and I was also able to be involved in any other activities happening in the Hare Krishna community. And I remember this being such an incredible experience. I met some other beautiful volunteers and was able to get a flavour for living like a Hare Krishna, which was very fun. Lots of chanting, lots of dancing. I also ate really delicious food, fresh from the garden, and got to appreciate how much love the Hare Krishnas put into their cooking. And I practiced daily yoga as well, which was something I hadn't done much of before. I was just starting to get interested in yoga, actually, and this was the first time I'd had ever really slowed down in my life. I was really taking the time here in the month in the community to look a bit more within, open my mind up to some other concepts, other ways of living. And I was eating purely vegetarian for the whole month, and for the first time I really contemplated where my food came from. And this actually made such an impression on me that something shifted in me internally. And pretty soon after that, I became vegetarian, which I still am today. I also remember in a yoga class there, I was in relaxation and had a vision of me teaching yoga. And funnily enough, 2 years later, I was doing my yoga teacher training in India and now teach yoga. So I really valued my experience in the community, and I really appreciated that I wouldn't have found this without the Workaway platform, and I'm really grateful for this. And then now, fast forward to 2024, 10 years later, I recently did another Workaway. I was in a rural village in the mountains of Sri Lanka where I stayed with a local family and assisted with some things in their homestay. It ended up being a really beautiful cultural exchange because it was the off season, so there wasn't a whole lot to do at the homestay, but it was just a really special time to explore the local area, get to know the family and their culture, cook with them, explore with them, and I really felt like I was part of the family. And it can be really valuable to have that when you're on such a long trip away from home. But once again, I just wouldn't have found this as easily without the Workaway platform. Then now, as I'm recording, I'm staying in Mitigama, which is a beachside town in Sri Lanka. And through Workaway, I've been linked with a woman who runs an animal rescue shelter here. And I go there to support with the cats and dogs, and have met some other lovely volunteers who are actually staying at the property. And again, this has just been such a beautiful addition to my time here and definitely has been the highlight. In fact, I feel like all the memories I have made through my Workaway experience and other volunteer experiences I've had in my life, it's always the highlight of my travels. And it's not for everyone, of course, and there's always different reasons why we travel, but I really feel like for me, it fulfills my desire for curiosity and experiencing cultures in a different way, connecting to a cause, giving back, and really feeling a positive impact from my travels. So it is pretty awesome to see how the Workaway platform has grown over the years, especially in the last 10 years since I was using it. On the site, there's a way you can link up with other travellers. There are lots and lots of other experiences of Workaway volunteers that are shared and hosts experiences. And they've also done really well. So when you search, it's really optimised to find what suits you. If you're looking, for example, to volunteer for a not-for-profit, you can search for that really easily by country and then by refining it to the not-for-profit search. And another thing I love about the Workaway platform is that part of the profit it makes goes to regularly support some of the projects that are on the Workaway platform. So they actually request travellers to send Workaway information on projects that might be in need of financial help, and they find that Workaway is fine. And then the Workaway team will have a look at it and maybe even visit to see if there's any kind of long-term support that they can provide. The platform is also really mindful of any challenges and issues that might come up, and they do provide 24/7 contact support, which I think is really important. And they have a lot of information about safety considerations on their site as well. So the current cost of a 12-month subscription to Workaway is $49. So as of September 2024, that is about $70. I really feel like this is good value, even if you're only going for one Workaway experience. Also, it's free to list as a host organization if that's more something that you might be interested in exploring. So I'll put a link in the episode notes to the Workaway website, their social media pages, which they're really active on, and a couple of articles that talk about some of the Workaway background. If you haven't checked it out already, I really encourage you to have a look at it if you're interested in it. You're able to search and browse the different hosts without having to be a member, so you can go on there and see what interests you and what it's all about. I actually even had a look at my home state in Victoria and saw that there were some really cool Workaway opportunities, which looked like fun. I guess I think of Workaway as something you do when you're in a different country, but of course you can explore it in your own backyard as well. Well, I hope this has been helpful introducing you to the Workaway platform. Hopefully on my travels I'll be able to interview some Workaway volunteers and some hosts so you can hear other people's experiences. And of course, there are also many good stories of people's experiences on their website. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen, sending lots of love.